Hey there, Absolutely Gospel Music fans. We are on the phone today with Ryan Seaton. And well, how are you doing today, Ryan?
Just fine. Driving to Louisville in what they're calling a blizzard, but I don't really think it's necessarily a blizzard. But it's we're down to one lane here that's drivable.
Wow. And where are you coming from?
I live in Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, well, you know what real snow is about then, don't you?
Yes. once or twice a year, we always get a good one.
Yeah, alrighty. Well, in case everybody doesn't know, you are with a great group called Canton Junction, and you were with a couple of other groups before that, but tell us how you ended up with Canton Junction.
Well, for obvious reasons, Tim is the original bass singer, and I had mentioned to him, because I knew I'm at a point in my life where, I've got two children, two girls growing up, and a wife of 11 years, and, I just had a point in my life where I wanted to be home more, and I still wanted to sing, but I just didn't want to do it at the scale I used to do it at, and I knew Tim, and Canton Junction was really a group that I was kind of looking for. We're all like-minded, family men, everybody's married, everybody has kids, so we're all kind of on the same page as far as not beating up the road and traveling and singing as much as we can, and mostly just doing it here and there. And I told Tim, I was like, if there's ever an opportunity for, you to slide my name in there, then please do. And, obviously the opportunity came about, and, I went and auditioned and got the job, and, here we are.
Well, that's great. Who were you with before Canton Junction?
I was with Signature Sound.
Okay. All righty. And I'm old, so my mind goes. Were you, correct me if I'm wrong, were you with Gerald Williams for a while, too?
Yeah, that was actually my first job.
Oh, wow, okay.
I was there for about 8 months, and I think I started when I was 23, and was there, started in January of, I think, 03 or something like that, and was there until September, and, September is always in PC, and that was when Signature Sound was looking for a lead singer. So we went to NQC, and of course I let Gerald know that I was going to be probably auditioning for Signature Sound, and he gave me his blessing, and I was really fortunate to get started out with a great group of guys that loved what they did, loved the Lord, and supported each other, and he gave me his blessing, and got the audition, and 7 years later.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I think we're supposed to talk about your new record for Canton Junction. So tell me how this one's just a little different than the others you've done.
Well, with Canton Junction, the musical talent is very broad. We can get on stage and do some older tunes, more of some older hymns or some, old states and stuff, or old, with the low bass and high tenor. That's always nice, and it's always good to go back to because that's our roots, and, we still all love that and cherish that music. But then, we're young enough to be able to, throw out a new song and have a little bit of creativity with it, and also be able to do some worship songs as well. So there's a wide variety of music, coming out of Canton Junction, and with Jerry Jones producing us, he's just a musical genius, and he's wonderful to work in the studio with. Create moments. And it's hard to create moments in the studio because you're just singing in front of a, into a mic.
Mm-hmm.
The guys in the next room staring at you, So, when you're on stage, it's a different feeling, it's a different setting. But in the studio, when you could create moments and have that with your music, then, you know, it's a good thing.
Sure. Sure. Any songs on here that really struck you in the heart?
Well, you know, in the past, you know, we've always done albums. We have on the album what you call a filler song, which is, okay, you've got 8 or 9 songs. You just need that 10th song just to complete the album, you know, and that happens so many times. But on this album, really, there's just every song, every content, every lyric, every message is with a purpose. And, you know, there's several of them that really, you know, struck home with me. But I have to say one of them, probably God's Got a Better Plan. You know, in life, you know, things happen and we go through stuff, but you just settle down and realize that God's got it all under control. He's working it out for your good. And, you know, just calm down and just realize that He's got a better plan for you. You know, your life will be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say God's got a better plan.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You guys are doing a little something a little different than most groups, and you're having tailgate parties before your concert. Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, you know, the promotional avenue that Kent Junction is allowed is awesome, and these last couple of tours that we did, which this is really Kent Junction's first time to ever tour and do consecutive dates since the arrival of me and Casey, and actually of the existence of the group. So they really put their brains together, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, we have a bus that's wrapped, has a picture on it, and you know, we set up about 1.5-2 hours before the concert, and just, you know, just go out and meet the people and thank them for being there and their support, and then just sing a couple songs and, you know, just have a good old time.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you guys in Cleveland, Tennessee not too long ago.
Yeah.
And you were at you were having a tailgate party, and I'm still trying to get over not getting one of those t-shirts you threw out, but, you know, I'm about to get over that.
I know. We'll have to get you one next time
with it. All right. Well, what's Canton Junction headed for next?
Well, you know, with the start of a new year, I'm on my way to Louisville to fly to San Antonio now, because we're Gaither Bill and the vocal band are going to be at Cornerstone Church tomorrow night. So they've invited us to be a part of that. So we're going to fly there and do some songs with the vocal band, and then we always sing, you know, we'll stay over the night, sing Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
So we've got that looking forward to. Always a joy and an honor to, you know, to step on stage with Bill, and I've been able to do it many times, and just every time, I just don't take those times for granted.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful man, and he's been such an encourager and support for myself, and I know for many others. So we're looking forward to that, and we've got several tour dates that we're looking forward to, March, April, and then, you know, on through the year. So that's fun, because that, you know, gets us out, and we're able to get on stage together and create, you know, some camaraderie, and we're looking forward to that, too.
Well, that's good. A lot of people will listen to this interview because it's going on absolutelygospel.com. That's, you know, it's 4 million hits a month. Anything that you would really like to talk to the listeners about?
Well, just obviously, you know, the obvious reason, you know, thank you for their support, their prayers. You know, we ask them to pray for us and pray for our music. Pray that we touch lives, and, you know, pray for our families, because obviously we have to leave them anytime we go out, and they're at home, and our kids miss us just like anybody else has to do it. So we ask that you pray for our families, and just thank you for your support, and keep checking in on us, and look
That sounds good. All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. You're driving. I don't want to distract you too much here. So I have trouble walking and chewing gum, so I can't imagine doing an interview and driving and all that. So,
yeah.
But it's been really nice interviewing you, and I think the fans are going to really enjoy what you've had to say. So,
good deal.
All righty. Until next time, Absolutely Goss Music fans, we'll talk to you later.